Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life, and in this video, we're going to talk about what it means when your ex says that you deserve better than them. Where is this coming from? Why are they saying this? Like, what's going on? This can be really confusing when a lot of people hear this, and they often don't know what to do. Like, is this some sort of weird test? Is this, is this some kind of mind game? Where is this coming from? Like, it's one thing if your ex says, hey, you suck, go away. But why would they say, like, you deserve better than me? Now, obviously, there could be a self-esteem issue in play here. And that is something that they may need to work through. We do have our book, by the way, called The Self-Esteem Solution. We don't talk about that much because oftentimes people aren't interested in self-esteem work. But, you know, if you need to work through some self-esteem stuff, or if your ex needs to work through some self-esteem stuff, you know, you just might just want to, like, send them the book. It's on Amazon. There's a link to it down below to our Amazon page. But yeah, it's called The Self-Esteem Solution. And by the way, it's there's no, like, you know, get your ex back stuff in the Self-Esteem Solution book. So it's totally a shareable book if you want to just share it with them. Aside from the whole self-esteem thing, your ex is probably going to be saying that you deserve better because they're actually at one of the five stages of getting back together that we call the crisis point. Now, you know, one of the things that I think I'm probably reasonably well known for is the five stages your ex goes through in getting back together with you. I put together a whole video playlist on this topic. It's right up there. A lot of people have said that this topic, this video playlist, these five stages have been incredibly insightful for them in understanding their ex's psychology, their ex's emotional state, why their ex is saying and doing these confusing things, like, you know, hey, you deserve better than me, or mixed messages, or hot and cold behavior, or positive pullbacks, or things like that. You might want to check that out if you're new here, if, you know, maybe this is the first video of mine that you've seen. If that's the case, hello, hi, welcome, nice to meet you. Your ex is probably saying this, self-esteem stuff aside, because they actually care about you. They actually have an emotional bond with you. They actually like connecting with you and spending time with you. But things are getting to this serious point. You know, up until this would be the crisis point stage in the five stages, but up until this crisis point stage, interacting with you and connecting with you has just been an interesting intellectual exercise. Like, what would it be like to talk to my ex? What would it be like to meet up? What would it be like to talk on the phone? I don't know. Let's just find out. I don't have to commit to anything. I mean, we're just going to get together. It's just coffee. It's just a Zoom call. It's just whatever based off of whatever, you know, restrictions are in place wherever you live. There's no strings attached. But as they start to connect with you more, and as they start to realize that they actually do have real feelings for you, there's this sensation that comes up that says, oh my goodness, this isn't just intellectual anymore. I actually have real feelings for you. What am I going to do about them? Does that mean that I have to actually follow through on these feelings and maybe, you know, end a rebound relationship or tell my friends and family that, you know, hey, remember a couple months ago when we broke up and I just, like, yeah, my ex is trash and all that stuff? Well, guess what? We're dating again and it's actually going really well. So even though you just were telling me last weekend how much you hate their guts, I'd appreciate it if you were supportive right now. And so many times these conversations can be difficult for them. And it can be challenging for them to actually bring this into reality. It can be difficult for them to make this step, this jump, this leap from, okay, this is just hypothetical intellectual curiosity towards, oh my goodness, I need to actually do something about these feelings that I have for my ex. And so many times at this point, your ex will actively discourage you. And this can be really confusing for a lot of people. It's like, why are they telling me to move on? Why are they telling me to date other people? Why are they telling me that I deserve better than them? Why are they telling me these other sorts of things? The truth is that they feel this immense amount of pressure to do something about these real feelings that they're having for you. Obviously, it would be more convenient for them if they didn't have to tell their friends and family that you were dating, if they didn't have to break up with a rebound, if they didn't have to, you know, rearrange their life in some way to allow the two of you to come back together again. It would be extremely convenient for them. So in a certain way, they actually are testing you, but they're not testing you in, like, the, you know, like, usual way that you think of. They're testing you in a way where they're just trying to drop the pressure to avoid making a potentially embarrassing move on their part. So they're saying like, hey, you know, you deserve better than me. You should date other people. You could do so much better than me right now. They say these sorts of things because if for some reason you said, you know what, you're right, I could deserve better than you. Let me just go out here and, you know, date some supermodels or some, you know, billionaires or something like that. Then they're just going to be like, oh, whew, good thing I didn't, you know, tell my friends and family that we were dating each other again, or it's a good thing I didn't end this rebound relationship or anything else like that, because now I'd look really silly. You know, I'd be like, oh, hey, we're seeing each other again, guys. Hey, let's get back together. Oh, no, you're going to go out and date supermodels. Oops. Like that would be really embarrassing for them. And they'd have a lot of egg on their face. They're basically just trying to see how committed you are to know if it's worth it for them to take a leap of faith and to risk actually doing something to bring the two of you closer together again. But this is that fourth stage called the crisis point. Your ex is at this crisis. The crisis that they are experiencing is like, oh my goodness, I'm having real legitimate feelings for you. What do I do about them? Do I just sort of say, oh, well, you know, whatever, I guess I'm just going to regret my choices in life and just feel like regretful and sad and terrible and depressed for the rest of my life, knowing that I'm not with the person that I love? Or am I going to say, okay, I need to move these things into a new place so that we can actually have a clear path for getting back together? That's a scary thing for a lot of people to do. And so that's where a lot of this like active discouragement is coming from. You know, you deserve better than me. You should just move on. You should date other people, all that sort of stuff. But once again, if you do like this video, hit the thumbs up button. It does help us out with the YouTube algorithm. And if you also want to get more help, advice, tips, and strategies, please make sure that you're on our email newsletter where we talk about the five stages of getting back together and much more. You can find it over at modernlove.life/newsletter, or you can find a link for it right in the description box below. It's totally free to sign up for it, and we send a lot of tips, advice, and strategies to help you make a great connection and get the great loving relationship that you are looking for. Anyway, once again, hit that thumbs up button. Please take care, and I'll talk to you next time.